Hey friends, it is October 21st. Welcome to Pray Today. It is the 293rd day of Pray Today that we have done together. Now, I realize some of you came on late, but we have done this 293 days this year, 263 of them. You have had to listen to me, 30 of them our staff did back around the time of my study leave. I'm going to ask you today, before I get started with this, to pray for me. And I don't do that very often, but I'm going to ask you to pray for me specifically in the area of where to take our church in 2022 in spiritual growth. You know, Pray Today has been a great success, and we have gotten great feedback about it. But 2022 is quickly approaching, and I have no idea what we're doing as a focus for a spiritual growth challenge. So pray for me for that, would you? God always will give it to me. It just sometimes takes a little more time than what I'm comfortable with. Today, I want to take you to John chapter 17, and Jesus, this is right before his arrest. He is getting ready to go to the Mount of Olives, and more specifically, the Garden of Gethsemane to pray. And he's with his disciples, and he lifts his hands, and he prays. And one group of people that he prays for here is his disciples. And in John 17, verse 13, Jesus says this, "I am coming to you now," he's speaking to God, "but I say these things while I am still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them." Did you know that Jesus prayed for his disciples right before he went through horrific pain, beating, death, and all that went along with that? And he paused and he prayed for his disciples. And he prayed that his disciples would have the full measure of his joy. Now, this didn't really occur to me until I was studying for this today, but Jesus was in a moment that he was obviously in anguish of what was going to happen. We know that he fell to the ground and prayed just potentially minutes before this. But he's asking God to give his disciples his full measure of joy. And what that reminds me of is that God desires for us to live lives of joy. Now, we know the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There's 9 things that were given in Galatians 5 that point us to what a believer would have or obtain or grow in. And joy is listed in there. If we sing a song growing up called "I Have the Joy, 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 Joy Down in My Heart." And then it says, "Down in my heart to stay." God desires for us to grow that fruit of the Spirit of joy. I want you to think about your joy level today. I'll be the first to admit, today I have not felt joyful. There are so many challenges going on in my life right now that I struggle with joy. But I need to remember that Jesus, he was going into the most difficult thing one could ever go through, taking the sin of the world on his shoulders. And yet he asked for his disciples to be given his full measure of joy. Let's decide that we will accept God's full measure of joy. And let's pray together. Lord, so often I don't feel joy-filled. Don't feel joy-filled. Don't feel joyful. I am joyless. Father, I want more joy. I understand, Lord, that we go through difficult things in this life that are joy stealers. We know that Satan is the joy stealer. But Jesus, you ask that your disciples be given your full measure of joy. And Lord, today I want to ask that you would fill me and my friends, despite circumstances, despite what's going on around us, that we would have a sense of joy. And the only way we would be able to explain it is that you just gave it as a gift to us today. Lord, we want to be joy-filled, joyful. And we want to show others the hope that we have in you. May we do that today. Amen.